Aries, March 21 to April 19. Our bodies sometimes serve as the symbolic ground where order and disorder fight for supremacy, writes storyteller Caroline Kettlewell. Here's good news, Aries. For you, order will triumph over disorder in the coming weeks. In part through your willpower and in part through life's grace, you will tame the forces of chaos and enjoy a phase when most everything makes sense. I don't mean you will have zero problems, but I suspect you will have an enhanced power to solve problems. Your mind and heart will coordinate their efforts with exceptional flair. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. I recently endured a 3-hour root canal. Terrible and unfortunate, right? No, because it brought profound joy. The endodontist gave me nitrous oxide, and the resulting euphoria unleashed a wild epiphany. For the duration of the surgery, I had vivid visions of all the people in my life who love me. I felt their care. I was overwhelmed with the kindness they felt for me. Never before had I been blessed with such a blissful gift. Now, in accordance with your astrological omens, I invite you to induce a similar experience, no nitrous oxide needed. It's a perfect time to meditate on how well you are appreciated and needed and cherished. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Unless you are very unusual, you don't sew your clothes or grow your food. You didn't build your house, make your furniture, or forge your cooking utensils. Like most of us, you know little about how water and electricity arrive for your use. Do you have any notion of what your grandparents were doing when they were your age? Have you said a prayer of gratitude recently for the people who have given you so much? I don't mean to put you on the spot with my questions, Gemini. I'm merely hoping to inspire you to get into closer connection with everything that nourishes and sustains you. Honor the sources of your energy. Pay homage to your foundations. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, Cancerian singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega has had a modest but sustained career. With 9 albums, she has sold over 3 million records, but is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She has said, "I always thought that if I were popular, I must be doing something wrong. I interpret that to mean she has sought to remain faithful to her idiosyncratic creativity and not pay homage to formulaic success." But here's the good news for you in the coming months, fellow Cancerian. You can be more appreciated than ever before simply by being true to your soul's inclinations and urges. Leo, July 23, August 22. Everything in the world has a hidden meaning, wrote Greek author Nikos Kazantzakis. Did he really mean everything? Your dream last night, your taste in shoes, your favorite TV show, the way you laugh? As a fun experiment, let's say that yes, everything has a hidden meaning. Let's also hypothesize that the current astrological omens suggest you now have a special talent for discerning veiled and camouflaged truths. We will further propose that you have an extraordinary power to penetrate beyond surface appearances and home in on previously unknown and invisible realities. Do you have the courage and determination to go deeper than you have ever dared? I believe you do. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. How many glowworms would have to gather in one location to make a light as bright as the sun? Probably over a trillion. And how many ants would be required to carry away a 15-pound basket of food? I'm guessing over 90,000. Luckily for you, the cumulative small efforts you need to perform to accomplish big breakthroughs won't be nearly that high a number. For instance, you may be able to take a quantum leap after just 6 baby steps. Libra, September 23, October 22, in the 17th century, John Milton wrote a long narrative poem titled Paradise Lost. I've never read it and am conflicted about the prospect of doing so. On one hand, I feel I should engage with a work that has had such a potent influence on Western philosophy and literature. On the other hand, I'm barely interested in Milton's story, which includes boring conversations between God and Satan and the dreary tale of how God cruelly exiled humans from paradise because the first man, Adam, was mildly rebellious. So what should I do? I've decided to read the Cliff's Notes study guide about Paradise Lost, a brief summary of the story. In accordance with astrological omens, I suggest you call on similar shortcuts, Libra. Here's your motto. If you can't do the completely right thing, try the partially right thing. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. Who would have guessed that elephants can play the drums really well? On a trip to Thailand, Scorpio musician Dave Soldier discovered that if given sticks and drums, some elephants kept a steadier beat than humans. A few were so talented that Soldier recorded their rhythms and played them for a music critic who couldn't tell they were created by animals. In accordance with astrological omens, I propose that you Scorpios seek out comparable amazements. You now have the potential to make unprecedented discoveries. Sagittarius, November 22 Dec. 21, Sagittarian novelist Shirley Jackson wrote, "No live organism can continue for long to exist under conditions of absolute reality, even larks and katydids dream." Since she wrote that, scientists have gathered evidence that almost all animals dream and that dreaming originated at least 300 million years ago. With that as our inspiration and in accordance with astrological omens, I urge you to enjoy an intense period of tapping into your dreams. To do so will help you escape from absolute reality. It will also improve your physical and mental health and give you unexpected clues about how to solve problems. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19, Capricorn writer Khalil Gibran believed an essential human longing is to be revealed. We all want the light in us to be taken out of its hiding place and shown. If his idea is true about you, you will experience major cascades of gratification in the coming months. I believe you will be extra expressive. And you will encounter more people than ever before who are interested in knowing what you have to express. To prepare for the probable breakthroughs, investigate whether you harbor any fears or inhibitions about being revealed, and dissolve them. Aquarius, January 20 Feb. 18, November is Build Up Your Confidence Month. In the coming weeks, you are authorized to snag easy victories as you steadily bolster your courage to seek bigger, bolder triumphs. As much as possible, put yourself in the vicinity of people who respect you and like you. If you suspect you have secret admirers, encourage them to be less secretive. Do you have plaques, medals, or trophies? Display them prominently. Or visit a trophy store and have new awards made for you to commemorate your unique skills, like thinking wild thoughts, pulling off one-of-a-kind adventures, and inspiring your friends to rebel against their habits. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. I'm glad we have an abundance of teachers helping us learn how to be here now, to focus on the present moment with gratitude and grace. I love the fact that books on the art of mindfulness are now almost as common as books about cats and cooking. Yay! But I also want to advocate for the importance of letting our minds wander freely. We need to celebrate the value and power of not always being narrowly zeroed in on the here and now. We can't make intelligent decisions unless we ruminate about what has happened in the past and what might occur in the future. Meandering around in fantasyland is key to discovering new insights. Imaginative ruminating is central to the creative process. Now please give your mind the privilege of wandering far and wide in the coming weeks, Pisces. Homework. What is the kindest act you ever did? Care to do it again? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.